because I find it all quite comfortable, like a nice warm bath. I can move around easily in this life. I speak the language. In the small, incestuous community of chefs and cooks in New York City, I know the people, and in my kitchen I know how to behave, as opposed to in real life where I'm on shakier ground. I want the professionals who read this to enjoy it for what it is, a straight look at a life many of us have lived and breathed for most of our days and nights to the exclusion of normal social interaction. Never having had a Friday or Saturday night off, always working holidays, being busiest when the rest of the world is just getting out of work, makes for a somewhat peculiar worldview, which I hope my fellow chefs and cooks will recognize. The restaurant lifers who read this may or may not like what I'm doing, but they'll know I'm not lying. I want the readers to get a glimpse of the true joys of making really good food at a professional level. I'd like them to understand what it feels like to attain the child's dream of running one's own pirate crew, what it feels like, looks like, and smells like in the clatter and hiss of a big city restaurant kitchen. And I'd like to convey, as best I can, the strange delights of the language, patois, and death's head sense of humor found on the front lines. I'd like civilians who read this to get a sense, at least, that this life, in spite of everything, can be fun. As for me, I've always liked to think of myself as the Chuck Wepner of cooking. Chuck was a journeyman contender, referred to as the Bayonne Bleeder back in the Ali Frazier era. He could always be counted on to last a few solid rounds without going down, giving as good as he got.